You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. I'm Michael Jenkins. She is Chelsea Messenger. Coming up, we get you caught up on Monday Night Football. Eagles in L.A. visiting the Chargers. That one goes to overtime in 20 minutes. Notre Dame Complaint Fest 2025 continues, this time with a shot at the ACC. Oh, yeah, it's not stopping yet. Then it is a Take Tuesday at 6:40. And if you're going to stick around with us all morning or maybe come back at some point, the great Joe Theismann joins us to talk a little Commanders, but also Notre Dame football at 8:20. Chelsea, good morning to you. How you doing?
Yeah, good morning. It sounds like some of these teams need an elf on the shelf. Jenks, are you aware with this new tradition that they have for kids to make them behave?
This brand new tradition?
When we were growing up, right? Did you have an elf on the shelf?
I don't remember elf on the shelf, but it's been around for a while, right? Like, it's not like in the last couple of years or something.
No, but I mean that, like, I don't remember it at all growing up.
Okay.
Like, it was something that had to be introduced to me because it's a new tradition for us. But I don't know. It gets mixed reviews because some people, like, get really into it. And then some people are like, that's for bad kids. And that's for kids who don't know how to behave.
Kids.
And they need some type of disciplinarian in the household. But it's fun. And we do it in our house. Like, I don't go all out. But yeah, we have an elf. Her name is Bowie, and currently she is swinging from the chandelier.
Is she named for David Bowie while she swings on the chandelier? How did we come up with that name?
Blake came up with it. She comes up with, like, random names. Like, she always comes up with, like, these random names for, like, her dolls, and you're like, where did you even get that? So I don't know if she gets it from, like, these shows, because I will say, like, the branding and the marketing for Elf on the Shelf is great. They also have the shows, which drive the purchases of the elves on the shelves. So we've seen all of the little episodes on Netflix as well.
I saw an Elf on the Shelf bit yesterday on TikTok, and I can't even repeat it. I'm like, what is this? And it was some dude being the elf on the shelf while in the bathroom. I don't know. I was like, this is not a trend, right? Please tell me it's not. So when I heard you mention that, I was like, is this something I need to be aware of? But I'm glad you're going old school elf on the shelf, at least over the past decade or so. Well, we got some football to talk about, but before that, let's talk about our bets from last night. Didn't filling in yesterday, or was it? No, it was Kate Constable?
Kate.
Okay. My
Kate.
Bad on that. Mm-hmm. We'll go over that in a second. How'd you do, Chelsea?
Yeah, so I didn't love this game from a betting perspective just because I didn't think I could trust either of these offenses. So the hypothesis was I thought this game was going to be close. I didn't see anybody blowing out the other team, and I thought it was going to be low scoring. And that was the case. And the way that I play that was a same game teaser. Chargers plus 7 and the under 49 minus 125. That was a win. And it saved me from some sweat because obviously you look at the final score and I could have just played the Chargers and the under. But it's nice to have a little wiggle room. So I guess I could have had a 2-0 night if I would have trusted my instincts. But instead, we played conservative and we got an easy win.
That's all right. A dub is a dub is a dub. As for Kate, she had the Chargers on the money line. That's a winner. Had Jalen Hurts over 29.5 rushing yards, had only 8 yards. So a loss there and a loss on a Hurts anytime touchdown at plus 105 early in the season. That was definitely big minus money, just not last night. So it is just a Tuesday. Chelsea, you're 1-0. Kate is 1-2. And this is the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Hope you're having a great morning. Thanks for being with us. Last night out in LA, the Chargers taking care of business against the Eagles, 22-19 in overtime. The Chargers getting two. They are plus 115 on the money line, and the under hits just barely. Total set at 42. We get 41 points, and the Chargers get going early.
Second down and goal. Herbert, wide open touchdown, rookie Omarion Hampton. Welcome back.
Hampton back from injury, makes it 7-0 Chargers, call courtesy of ESPN. Eagles go ahead 16-13 in the fourth when Saquon Barkley rushes for a 54-yard touchdown. He had 122 yards in the night. But L.A. has Dicker the kicker. Drills 5 field goals in this game, including a clutch 46-yarder to send this game to overtime, tied at 19. Hits a 54-yarder to give the Chargers the lead in the extra session. And that's when Jalen Hurts tries to win it.
Hurts keeps, throws, batted up and picked off, intercepted, and the Chargers win the ball game.
Once again, Joe Buck with the call on ESPN. Hurts, his fourth interception of the game. The Chargers stay 2 games out of first in the AFC West. The Eagles have lost 3 straight. Gutsy win by the Chargers. My guess, though, is that today much of the talk will be about Hurts, his 4 picks, not all his fault, and the Eagles, who have now lost 3 straight because they look like they are completely lost right now.
Yeah, this almost has a similar feel to what Sunday Night Football was, where the Chiefs lose a game, and usually we talk about the winners first, but the bigger storyline is the team that played in a Super Bowl. And in this one, it's the team that won the Super Bowl. Mm-hmm. Like, if you told me going into this week that Patrick Mahomes and Jalen Hurts would combine for 0 touchdowns and 7 interceptions and 2 losses, I would have said you are crazy. Like, think about these two teams just a year ago. And I think that's the tough part probably for Eagles fans, because it's not like the Chiefs were absolutely dominant last year, but they still made it to a Super Bowl. But you look at this Eagles team, and especially with the way that the defense is playing this year, and hell, even Saquon Barkley had a great game last night. And it just feels like a wasted effort when you have a game from Jalen Hurts in which he even had a chance to win this game. Like, that's how good the defense was. When your quarterback has no touchdowns and 4 picks, you would think you don't have a prayer in that game. But somehow the Eagles stayed in this game. And I do think the narrative would be very different if Jalen Hurts did not throw that final interception. But he did. And so this is going to be the narrative moving forward, is that I think the Eagles are going to be tied to whatever Jalen Hurts does, because at the end of the day, quarterback play is still very important. You can blame the play calling. It wasn't great either. But overall, it was a very disappointing effort. Once again, from an Eagles offense that feels like they have not found any answers over the last several weeks.
Yeah, they're getting worse. That's the thing about the Eagles. Yeah. They're starting to sort of fall apart right in front of us. And don't you know, this whole Jalen Hurts narrative with him not following the play calls, or not necessarily not following the play calls, but not releasing the ball when he should, his timing being off, him not really following the game plan according to what everyone else believes it should be, just kind of doing his own thing. That's what we keep hearing, whatever that means. Even this week, there were reports that Nick Sirianni, in order to try and help the offense, was speaking more to his team when they were talking about their offensive philosophy going into each and every single game.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He was being more hands-on. It didn't help. So all this talk about Jalen Hurts not really being a fit or kind of just being in his own little nebulous and not fitting in with the rest of the game plan is going to continue. And the numbers bear that out. It is crazy, as talented as the Eagles are. And that's the one thing that I think everyone's trying to reconcile. The talent is there. I mean, we saw it last year. Talk about the defending Super Bowl champions. The talent is there. And yet, by almost every measure, you know, whether it's scoring, whether it's yards per play, whether it's converting on first and second down, whatever the measurement is, the Eagles rank near the bottom, or certainly in the bottom third of the league, at least. And I, frankly, don't know what the answer is.
Right. And then earlier in the season, they had bad offensive stats, but they were still winning games. Mm-hmm. And now they're not winning games. So, like, that's the bottom line. And it feels like a team that also is lacking when it comes to chemistry. So it does feel like, you brought this up the other day, it's starting to feel like that team in 2023. They got bounced in the first round of the playoffs and looked like they didn't even show up to that game against the Bucs. So I don't know what to expect from this team, but I will say this. The NFC is not an easy field this year, so they better bring it in the postseason. And right now, I am not planning on that to happen for the Eagles. It feels like they are still stuck in last year.
Yeah. The Eagles are a hot couple that just doesn't like each other, you know? Like, you look at them on the outside and you're like, wow, she's really beautiful and he's super handsome. Oh, they must have just the best relationship. They have all the talent in the world and all of the fame and all of the money and all these things that potentially you would want. And yet they just don't like each other. That's the one vibe from the Eagles. They don't really enjoy playing football. There's no joy there. When you see the Eagles play, does this look like a team that's having fun, that enjoys one another, or does it look like a team that's just kind of like grinding it out? I was like, yeah, we got talent. This isn't any fun, though. Like, nobody's having any fun in Philly. As for the Chargers, we probably should give them some credit here because they got a dub. Now they're two games back for the lead in the AFC West behind the Broncos. And a guy, Harbaugh, Jim Harbaugh. After the game, Harbaugh is just one money quote after the other. And he said he would put this win in the conversation with the joy he experienced during the birth of his seven children and also his marriage. And he was kind of joking, but kind of not. He's like, I'm not saying it's the same. He's saying the joy that I get is the same. It's like, yeah, you know, when I married Sarah, very similar to when Cameron Dicker kicked that 54-yarder. Very similar. But that's Harbaugh, and guys love playing for him, and the Chargers are in the fight.
Yeah, I don't know how much of that was sarcasm. Like,
I know.
You know,
it's crazy.
Harbaugh, you're thinking, this man really loves football. So this one had to feel good. Winning this one, in overtime, and especially when your quarterback is coming off hand surgery. What a gutsy day from Justin Herbert. I didn't have this on my bingo card either, that Justin Herbert would outrush Jalen Hurts by about 60 yards. Oof. That's the craziest part. Justin Herbert was the most effective rusher for LA. 10 carries, 66 yards. And usually you see guys coming off of injuries and you think, okay, this guy's not going to take off and run because he's probably going to be cautious. No, Justin Herbert was full steam out there. So I understand he wasn't 100% and they did have some injuries on the offensive line. But at the end of the day, a win is a win is a win. And, you know, both these defenses played really well because some of these turnovers, maybe you can credit the Chargers and say, okay, you know, they forced Jalen Hurts into making some bad decisions. I don't know. Maybe that's a little questionable, but still, the defense for the Chargers all season long has been one of the best at limiting those big plays, and they were good in the red zone too. So the Chargers defense certainly deserves credit for keeping them in this game, because it's not like Justin Herbert really lit up the stat sheet through the air, only 139 yards passing and 12 of 26. But, you know, this time of year, it's survive in advance. So I think that was the thing. It's like whoever came away with the win, like, you don't need style points in the NFL. That's for college.
That's yes, that's right. Style points exclusively for the college game. Also, people are going to be talking about this today. Did you see the Laura Rutledge interview with Justin Herbert right after the game, where Laura, of course, working for ESPN, ABC, trying to track down Justin Herbert, and he really didn't want to talk. He said, I really want to enjoy this with my teammates, and then eventually stopped, talked very quickly with her, and someone said, this is just incredibly rude. And I kind of thought, I understand that that is your responsibility when you're in the NFL and when you're the quarterback. But I think this is a little more nuanced, because if you know Justin Herbert, the person, he really, really does not like the spotlight that comes with this job. I understand that's part of it, and there is responsibility there. But he himself, this is very much in line with who he is.
Right, but it's Monday Night Football, and like, she's the reporter for the broadcast. Like, this is nothing new, and you're the quarterback of the team. Like, he's not an offensive lineman. So it's not like this probably snuck up on him. Like, just give your standard answers. Like, that's the thing. Like, in life as an adult, there are certain battles that sometimes you just leave it on the table. You're like, listen, it's not worth the struggle. Who cares? Let's just get, you know, this question going, and I'll give you some standard answers, because nobody's going to fault him for that. If he just gave her some short answers, you know, he did his job. He's here so he doesn't get fined. So I understand that he is introverted and he's not big on the media, but at the end of the day, you're the quarterback for the winning team in a primetime NFL game, and this is how you get paid, because these games are on national TV.
No, I get that, and you're right. I just think I see someone who is uncomfortable. I know a lot of people see rude. I see someone who is really uncomfortable in that moment, and he does have that responsibility. There's no question about it. But knowing him and knowing how introverted he is, this is just, I think it just makes him feel awkward. And because of that awkwardness, it can come off as aloof or rude or unappreciative or not understanding the moment. I think he does, but he's just, I get it though. 30 seconds. Hey, one game at a time. Great win for us. Credit to the defense. You could probably do that. Coming next for the show, the Irish lashed out after not making the college football playoff, and they are not done yet. That's Chelsea. I'm Jenks. It is a Tuesday here on the Daily Tip on the BetMGM Network. Come on back.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit DetectTheSOS.com to learn more.